URN University Radio Nottingham.
Hi, I'm Katie Rayburn, and this is my interview with Lucy Spraggan.
Last night I told you I loved you, woke up, blamed it on the vodka.
First of all, if you could have any superpower, what would it be and why?
I was thinking about this the other day. It's something I think about all the time, actually. Teleportation.
Yes.
Because I think that's like the main, you know, it's like flying and also being able to walk through the walls. It's all the same, isn't it? If you have teleportation.
And then you could, like, you know, if you wanted to disappear from a place, that's kind of invisibility as well.
Exactly. And also, I always think for the bank robbery, because I'd be a baddie, you'd just be straight in the vault and straight back out again.
I'm going to agree with you on that one. Right, out of all the alcoholic beverages mentioned in your song Last Night, which is your favourite?
Oh, well, I'm a big whiskey drinker, but I don't drink Bell's whiskey because it's not very nice. But Bailey's probably, like,
Bailey's
a Christmas,
good.
Like, yeah, yeah, on it.
And what would be your record intake of Bailey's on a night out, or just, you know, over Christmas, like, chilling around?
Well, I'm always quite conscious about how much sugar is in Bailey's, like, you know, how bad it is for your free.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't know, I'm not sure about Bailey's, but whiskey I could drink, like,
nonstop.
Well, an embarrassing amount of whiskey.
Nice.
And I do, on the regular.
Yeah, whiskey's one of my favourites. If you could be someone famous for one day, who would it be and why?
Can they be dead or alive?
Yeah, they can be dead. Kanye. They can be dead.
Everyone would be Kanye, wouldn't they?
Oh my god, yeah, 100%.
See what's going on there.
Yeah, I like that one. Random one here. What's your favourite Starburst flavour?
This is creepy, but lime.
I'm a lime fan. I'm lime or purple.
Oh, I also like the purple one. Yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah, and also, if you've ever had it, the mixture of the two of them together.
That's sacrilegious. You shouldn't be blending two together. It's weird.
It's a bit of sharp and it's a bit of sweet, so they actually work really well together.
Nice.
Right, okay, so moving on to something a little bit more about yourself and your music. In three words, how would you describe you?
Normal and mental. Or something like that.
It. The mixture, yeah.
Probably not.
I like it.
Yeah, weird, I don't know, something like that.
Can you tell us a little bit about your journey with music when you were growing up and the whole process of it all?
Well, I always loved music. Like everybody does. I hate it when people say that. Oh, I've loved music since an early age. It's like, yeah, so does everybody else. But I started writing when I was like 11, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And then did my first show when I was 12. And
amazing.
Then, like, started doing shows from that. So, yeah, I've been at it for more than a decade now. And then
wow.
I was doing all the circuit in London and talking to labels and stuff. And then I went on X Factor when I was 20. And
amazing.
I'm on my, well, I'm writing my fifth album now.
God, I was going to say, are you, like, in the process of kind of writing new stuff? Because obviously your last album, your latest one, was released in January, so you're already into, like, the new stuff. That's really impressive.
I'm, like, three songs in. I intend to have, I went to a Donny Osmond concert recently, and he said he's had, is it 50 albums? 60 albums in 50 years. And I want to get on that vibe.
Yeah, you've got to get on that record. So who inspires you as a person and as an artist?
As an artist, I love, like, Dolly Parton, Johnny Cash, Don McLean. And as a person, my granddad's pretty mint. He's all right.
He's all right.
Yeah, he's a lad.
So how do you approach, like, writing your songs? I mean, what's the process you go through in putting an album together?
Well, I just write them. They just kind of come out of nowhere, really. And there's not really a process, to be fair. Like, I've got a little studio at home, so I just do this, like, write whatever there, or I put it in my iPhone, and then I'll write the song at home, and then I just stick, like, literally just stick it on an album.
Yeah, and it all comes together in the end. Yeah.
Pretty much, yeah. Well, I think, like, a lot of people are, like, forced into writing sessions and stuff, and they're trying to get the right track, whereas, like, I own my own label, so, like, if I don't like the song, then I won't put it on there, but if I do like it, then I will.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's probably a better way to go around it all, actually, because then you're actually really loving what you're producing.
I think if you've got a fan base, like a dedicated fan base, and you know you can sell, like, records, and, you know, you know, you've got a good business strategy, then
absolutely.
Then definitely.
I know. So your lyrics are incredibly heart-touching as songs. Sometimes a bit tear-jerking. I've definitely had a few tears over some of them. They're really incredible. But each one really has its own story. So are these stories that are all, like, in relation to you? Are they real?
Some of the stories... I always take something from me to put into those. Like, there's something that I've experienced, whether I've experienced them in third person or first person. But most of the stories are... Yeah, they're along the lines of truth. Like, you know, when a film says based on true events, I'd say. You know, you're like, not word for word, but definitely from experience.
So your UK tour starts in March, is it? Am I right with
that?
Yeah. Starts, so how are you feeling for that?
Yeah, I love it. It's my favourite part of what I do. So yeah, can't wait. And especially, I'm coming to Rock City. So
yeah,
I
was going to say.
Buzz off that venue.
Oh, have you been there before?
Yeah, I've played there before about 4 years ago, but
also
I've been to see people there. I can't remember who, but like the venue itself is sick.
So tell us a little bit about your newest album, I Hope You Don't Mind Me Writing, that you released at the end of January.
It's just like a selection of songs that, like you said, they're all stories and stuff. They're kind of narrative, and hopefully they're things that everybody can relate to, because they're just stuff that I... just think, like, I don't know, I'm pretty normal, I live quite a normal life, and I've got normal friends and stuff, so I write about stuff that just we all
are thinking,
we all see, so I don't know, it's just it's kind of pop, kind of acoustic-y pop music, but
as you said, sorry, like, a lot of your lyrics are all very relatable and real for so many people, and I think this approach to music, like, it makes it so much more kind of meaningful and honest. What's your kind of opinion of that?
Well, I've always liked songs that, like, say something, like say Don McLean or Dolly Parton. Like, when I was a kid, I used to read Aesop's Fables, which are stories with morals in them. And, like, I like being able to say something. Like, I feel like not enough people say anything anymore.
Yeah,
like,
absolutely.
Loads of people have got a massive platform, but nobody's, like, actually saying anything. But it's coming back in. Like, songwriting is definitely coming back in.
And do you think that, like, your music now differs to how your, like, some of your very first compositions and songs?
Definitely, like, I sing a lot more now. Like, it's less spoken wordy, there's more melodies and more, like, hooky choruses kind of thing. So it is different, but it's not different. I think it's just evolved. Like, everybody gets better at what they do if they do it more.
Absolutely.
Like, I just you know, I feel like I'm growing all the time, really.
And tell us, like, a little bit about the whole kind of experience of the X Factor in general. I mean, it must have been, like, incredibly overwhelming, like, amazing, but very overwhelming.
Definitely
how
overwhelming.
Did you cope with it all?
Not very well, but it's stressful, but it's an experience. Like, I wouldn't change it. But, it's fun. It's funny. It's not like anything else you'll ever experience. You know, people get seriously damaged by it. Like, you know, there's a lot of people that have won it that, don't look back on it fondly at all, and I think I left at the right time.
Thank you so much for your time, Lucy. It's been lovely chatting to you, and all the best of luck for your tour. Lucy Spraggan will be performing at Rock City on the 10th of March. Go get your tickets.
Last night I told you I loved you. Woke up, blamed it on the vodka. I genuinely thought I was dying, and I could see that smile you were hiding. Last night I told you I need you. That's the last time I drink tequila. Super lemon and your sidekick salt kid. I start crying and verbally assaulting. Last night I asked you to marry me. That's when I remembered the brandy. I wake up and claim I didn't say it. Screwed if I ever wake up in Vegas. Wish I could stop, and I'm not joking. Drinking too much and socially smoking. Wish I could stop, start to behave, and then wake up in the morning and never miss a day again.
DJ! This is URN University Radio, Nottingham.